sir, no. It was not my fault.
Neither was the goddamn school bus. You know, there was a time we'd take a guy like you out back and beat you with a hose. Now you got your goddamn unions.
Cap, you know I'm not a pro-union guy.
Wake my ass up at 6 a.m. every day this week. Drag up to Las Galinas. Yeah, I'm doing the drywall up there at the new McDonald's.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
We're gonna get the big, ugly axe.
But who'll bust heads in the highway?
The goddamn local cops, that's who. Oh. And you better believe that Grady and his goons have got a copy of this list, so we need to step it up.
What's green? Nobody? Okay, no green.
This is the Sunday Morning Fuck Off. Now there was a time when you loved me so.
For those of you who know Aunt May in the popular real-life adaptation of the movie Spider-Man, before she was the hot aunt, she was the hot, why the fuck are you with Joe Pesci, hot bitch. Like, she was so smart, so hot in this movie of like, this Brooklyn dude getting, they get accused of being robbers or killed somebody or something, and they hired my cousin Vinny, who supposedly was a lawyer, kind of fibs about all the lawyer stuff, but he wins a court case, and he gets him free, and, you know, her biological clock. Here we go. Oh, she's looking hot, too.
What's the matter with you?
No.
You're acting like you're nervous or something.
Well, yeah, I am.
What are you nervous about? I'm the one that's under the gun here. Trial starts tomorrow.
You want to know what I'm nervous about? I'll tell you what I'm nervous about. I am in the dark here with all this legal crap. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is you're screwing up, and I can't help.
You lent me a little camera, didn't you?
Oh, Vinny, I'm watching you go down in flames, and you're bringing me with you, and I can't do anything about it.
It's actually not a bad movie. For 44 seconds in, there's 2 minutes. I just want to hear her say my biological clock because she's talking about that pussy.
And?
Well, I hate to bring it up because I know you got enough pressure on you already. But we agreed to get married as soon as you won your first case. Meanwhile, 10 years later, my niece, the daughter of my sister, is getting married. My biological clock is ticking like this. And the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
Talking about one bad baby.
I swear to God, I do not need this right now, okay? I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. An idiot who wants to fight me for $200. Slaughtered pigs. Giant loud whistles. I ain't slept in 5 days. I got no money. A dress code problem. And a little murder case, which in the balance holds the lives of 2 innocent kids. Not to mention your biological clock, my career, your life, our marriage, and let me see, what else can we pile on? Is there any more shit we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
Maybe it was a bad time to bring it up.
Oh, she's looking so good with her weird 1992 haircut. I bet she didn't plan on listening to Melissa Tomei screaming about her biological clock on this episode. You're welcome. All right. I ain't gonna fucking show you any more of this. It's not really a great movie for podcasting, you know? Just like me. Some mornings just don't hit. It's been many a mornings I've just said, nope, I've tried. This might be one of them. Who knows? Who knows? I gotta get out of this My Cousin Vinny stuff. I'm trying to think of what's been going down.
There's no point standing around.
Whoa. Well, that's a little preview. Also, don't hit that fucking lightning button anymore. Bolton. That's like an anime thing I was talking about. I gotta stop doing that. I laugh and then I snicker, and it sounds like the biggest douchey gay thing of somebody laughing. But I do get a little, giggle. You have to make yourself giggle. What the fuck's the point of it? You just don't want to record yourself doing it, because then you sound retardedly gay. All right. Where was I getting to with, I said the Utes. I said the Utes love it. Here's one. Entire football team got trucks. That's terrible fucking, sentencing. Yeah, so the Utes, there you go, that's topical. I want to see if the Utah football team did it, or I want to know who. So anyways, the entire football team at Utah State, or the University of Utah, my bad, I'm dumb. Here you go.
It was a big day for the Utah Crimson Collective and Utah football players as a new name, image, and likeness deal was announced. Fox 13's Morgan Vance was there.
Back in April, the Crimson Collective was born, but we hadn't heard much of a follow-up about how it's impacting Ute football until now.
We just love how you guys represent this university. And so on behalf of the Crimson Collective and the collective donors and this community, they wanted to grant each and every one of you guys a brand new Dodge Ram truck.
First off, that's fucking, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all that. That's entirely ridiculous. Also, if you're not on scholarship, because that's what the thing was, is if you're not on scholarship, you didn't get one. Can you imagine? You're sitting there doing all the same work as somebody else, and then all of a sudden, I know you're not on scholarship. You're literally there for the love of it, and they go, fuck that guy. Nope, he gets a bike. Have fun, asshole. Here's one of them two-wheel things that everybody, Mike Tyson almost died on. Have fun. There's a weight limit of 200. Sorry. It's the best we could do. Sorry, no scholarship, homo. How crazy. 85 trucks just given away like that? I mean, how does that even, it is the largest deal or something. Somebody did the math. I mean, because these are top of the line, like, you know, maybe base model, like motors and all that shit, but like, inside the interiors all fucking sick, and you know, there's it'd be funny if they leased them all. They leased them to the players. They don't own them really. They just lease them for 2 years or how long they play, and then they bail. Because what happens when they leave? Can you just go? Can you just ride off to the fucking, to the next one? It'll be the Great Migration. They're going to be like, all right, well, we all move west. Everybody moves west to get trucks. Okay, we all get trucks, and then you migrate back to where you want to go play football. You know, then it's based on food. You know, who's going to wake up with a fucking chef sucking their dick while making them tiramisu? I think that's a fucking thing. I mean, that's just a fucking, I mean, we didn't get shit. I got yelled at for, we got a pair of shorts, and we had to wear them to practice and then wear them around school. It was like that one pair, and you got in trouble if you didn't wear them to practice. And then we got two, and it was like, oh, it was, you know, generic ass fucking shirts. Great, great stuff. Who gives a shit? I was an asshole. It wasn't like I was there long term, but still, these motherfuckers are getting trucks. Like, I don't know, yeah, God, it's 2023, fuck, I was in spring football, all right, I was already quit, I would have quit, but 10 years from me playing football, and D2 is like, you're pretty much just playing for the love of it, we'll take $1,000 off tuition every semester, like, that's not very good, and so then, it goes to this. You know D2's got to be fucking mopping up. They probably do get bikes. That'd be sick.
And so the race was on to see the new off-road toys for themselves.
I can't even believe it. It still seems unreal, man, but just grateful for the opportunity that we're able to get one.
That's a grown man. Junior defensive tackle, that dude is 29 if I had to say so.
It's all part of the new NIL wave, an arms race to stay competitive across college football, as Kyle Whittingham calls it.
This is huge for our players. This is going to get national attention and going to give us a real leg up in recruiting, which is what it's all about.
Every year you think you can just show up and get a truck? If that's what you're doing, that's you got to quit the NIL. Or you got to put a restriction on it. I mean, God damn it, that's insane.
Here are the details. Every Ute on scholarship was presented with the opportunity to be a social influencer or brand ambassador to benefit various nonprofits. If they agree, a one-year lease to the truck, insurance and all, is theirs for 1 year.
Like I said, like, not many schools are giving out trucks to...
Yeah, okay, now that's what I was wondering. So then they just re-up their lease. I was right. I'm actually a genius.
Kids, especially like for us, like the dorms aren't super close.
And you guys have no idea. The smile that you guys put on people's faces by just showing up, it means the world.
So here, let's put you... I guess, what? So they don't pay for the truck, though. So they have a lease paid for by their NIL, I'm guessing, which isn't actually bad. That's a good deal.
So with these trucks... Y'all better show up.
Are you prepared to enter a parking lot after practice and not being able to find the truck with 60 of them sitting there?
Actually, I was thinking about that. Most people are saying black, so as long as I get a different color than that, I should be fine.
Everybody drive below the speed limit, right? You guys be safe.
There's no reason anyone would not want to come to Utah.
With the
Now, the story of four Utah players recklessly driving their trucks they don't give a shit about when they're going to go somewhere else next year, and they crash, that's going to be one hell of a, what did we do? What have we done? Because all it takes is like one. Fuck, you'd be the opposite of the blind side. They write themselves. That came up perfectly. Come on now. That was good. That one made my soul nice. All right. What are we going to look at here? I still can't believe an entire fucking football team got trucks. Go fuck yourself. The Derrick Henry trucks. It's like, that's Derrick Henry is a truck. That is very true. I should show the girl that I almost had on the podcast. But I did message her like a bunch of like just drunken, like, how drunk were you? What were you drinking? And she did this whole, I think I talked about it many moons ago. It was the broccoli chick at the Virginia Tech football game. She's just pulling broccoli out of her fucking pocket, and she kept yelling, "Sports, I love sports." And she had like sunglasses upside down, but like correctly in the position, but just upside down from what you would wear them. And I don't know if I scared her away. I might also have made like something of a story on Instagram, and she was like, "Yeah, fuck this guy." You know, we could have. It wasn't too far from the time of where if you disagree at all, it's just kind of, fuck you. I need some, like, transitional music here. Trans music. I don't want to type that in, though. It's not going to be good. Not that it's not okay. I'll try a different one for the ending. NBA young boy. Gonna play this while I go get more coffee. Nice. I mean, it's not bad. If you left, I fucking am not mad at you. I don't blame you. If anyone else has, like, better, like, transition music, I'm not gonna get flagged on. Fucking give me a link. Flinky did hit me up. He sent me a song. I hope I text it back to him. Oh, yeah, I did. Flink, I don't know if I want to play it just because they've been flagging it. I've gotten away with some weird shit, but I don't know. He might be all right. It all depends on who... It all depends on who his... like, if, you know, if somebody from... Who owns Spotify owns it, because there's... That's a whole thing. I mean, I can play Startisan. Fucking, I just play video game things or like anime ones, just because. I mean, that's not gonna get flagged. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's like a, I think that's like a no man's land. They don't even think about it, because only a few people are even gonna do it. You know, who knows? At least that's my assumption. Yep, you just caught me checking how long I've been doing this for. What was I going to fucking show you guys? It was the Attack on Titan thing, but I don't want to show you that yet. Again, that's just like a really kind of... It's not like a real happy thing, but I don't know why, but it kicks ass. But makes you want to go... I don't know. Work out in the field... For a cause or something. It's a pretty cool, I don't know, I saw it on Reels. And again, my Reels is all anime and thick chicks walking around, pulling up, showing up there. You could show, like, chicks are showing, like, pussy on Instagram now. I had a fucking reel taken down from the guy who I did a podcast with. And this is the, like, third time he's... taking it down, or like you can't see it, and then it's just like, fuck, man. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, if I three times, if somebody was like, yo, here's content, and then I just didn't post it, I'd be furious. But also, like, you know, if it's bad or not, but like, if you know, if for your show, you got to direct it to what you're going to post, if that's what you're going to have a guest on for. Don't let me go off, and then the whole going off is like, it's too much. There's just a lot of it. It's like, well, yeah, I'm not going to podcast like everyone else, because it's probably hurt me, but god damn it, I want to have fun, and I get into some weird shit, and then it's like, it's fun to talk about with other people, especially when they're not expecting it. And I'm not going to, you know, I won't leave you hanging. I'll take the brunt. But, like, I don't know, it's just tough to keep going back when, you know, even when it gets traction, it's like, come on, man. Fucking let's take a little bit of it. It's like, shit. Anyways. What do you got to do? That's also why I'm never mentioning anything on the podcast again, because that's the same show I was supposed to go on. And then, nope. Good stuff. No, I'm not bitching. It's just literally the funniest thing to mention on it. I mentioned it on Twitter and I mentioned it on podcast, and that's the two no-nos of the world for me, because then if it ain't going to fucking happen. If I do that, for sure, it never has. It's like been like six times I've been like, here we go, I'm doing this with this person. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, never mind. That fell through very quickly. Jody B is the only one. He's the one. He's the one true king. I was going to try to get closer in and whisper, but I already have to do that. I think something was humming. It's pissing me off. Something was humming, and it's like, I hate a hum in the back of a podcast. I hate, like, a fan maybe I can deal with, but an actual, like, audio hum, ooh, it makes me want to fucking spaz out. Yep. I need what was I gonna look up here? I don't even know what Set Your Heart Ablaze is. That's a fucking different thing. That's not it. Ew, no. I don't even want to get into all that. Boondocks. Because I called you Chris Handsome.
Hold on, I just got out of the shower. There's some juice on the table.
Mm-hmm, take your time.
You want to explain to me what you're doing here?
I came looking for booty.
You came looking for sex with an underage boy?
Oh, no, I ain't come looking for no little bars. I ain't got no milk, no cookies, nothing. I came looking for man's butt.
Man, I come looking for man's butt.
Man's butt? Excuse me?
Oh, I know who you are, Chris Hansen. But see, I calls you Chris Hansen. I watch your TV show all the time. So you can go ahead and bring in them cameras and them police is waiting outside. It don't make me no difference. Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way.
I love the scene.
The choice is yours.
Well, I don't think you and I will be doing anything any kind of way.
Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
Okay, cut. This isn't working. Someone get this guy out.
Hey! Don't make me ruin that butt.
No,
Chris,
please.
I'm a warrior.
Hey, rapes Chris Hansen. That was something I saw as a kid. I might be a little fucked up for it.
Well, I'm black now.
Oh, hold on, we're going to go back to this, but I saw that as a kid, and it was like, okay, sorry, what? I'll call you Chris Handsome. All right, I love Uncle Ruckus.
Well, I'm black now, so the first thing I did was quit all my jobs. I don't know how I'm supposed to pay the bills. Probably have to start selling crack or rapping. Rapping about selling crack. You know?
Rapping about selling crack. Okay, this is why this dude fucking kicks ass. I'll quit. That's fucking hilarious. God damn it.
I might not even have revitiligo. Okay, I'm black. What am I supposed to do now? So this is it, huh? Is this what you do all day? Sit there reading books that make you think better of yourself, huh? Black man can't get nowhere with his little pecan-sized mind.
I'm just laughing because this is the shit you watch when, like I said, when your mom would go to sleep. You know, and you'd have, like, the other channel ready to, like, switch if she caught you up in her room or maybe even in the, you know, my mom slept on the couch a lot. So I would try to watch it quietly, and then when she would watch, I'd flip, you know. Switch to something else, and she probably knew it was up, but she was sleeping and probably listening. But I don't know, she probably not for this. She would have caught me on this one. This is when I had cable upstairs.
So now you can read. Now what? What you gonna do now? Oh, Nothing. That's what I thought. You know why? Cause we niggas, both of us, and that's all we ever gonna be. That's all we ever gonna be. So this is what I have to look forward to as a black man, huh? Just sitting around playing PlayStation all day, waiting for the next Madden to come out. Maybe I should go out and put rims and all kinds of goofy shit on my truck. Oh, we probably gonna die in a second now from one of these conditions and diseases that niggas get. You name it, diabetes, gout, high blood pressure, asthma, sickle cell.
Oh, Ruckus, stop. This is all in your damn head. You're the exact same fool you were last week. You were black then, you're black now, and you're going to be black tomorrow. Ain't nothing wrong with being black. If you give it a chance, you might actually like it.
Mm-hmm.
Ruckus, what are we doing here?
Well, this is what niggas do, right? Buy sneakers. Then maybe later we'll buy loud stereos and B-rate women and rap lyrics. Is this the kind of shit you niggas put on your feet nowadays? It look like a damn astronaut shoot. I'm black. I'm not walking to the moon. I'm walking to the liquor store.
Ruckus, stop. Come on, man.
LeBron James, Allen Iverson. Can I get a shoe named after a white man, please?
God damn it. He is the ultimate character of all time. He's just the idea of this dude who hates being black in this cartoon at it hits me like back again. It's that time when you're not supposed to watch it, you know, especially now. Can you imagine just showing anybody all that? I mean, appreciate the people listening. I mean, that's if out of context, that is wild to hear. But then if you see everything and you see the hilarity of the entire situation and you watch the show, it's great. And he's just a bit character, but man, it fucking... Uncle Ruckus. Uncle Ruckus Childhood. I've seen this one. I'll play this again.
Oh no, look at this.
There's long, his grass hasn't been mowed.
Nigga, what you want?
I want you over my house, cutting my grass like you supposed to be.
Well, too bad for you, cause I just took another job. And even though they don't pay hardly nothing, working for white folks look way better on my resume.
Damn it, this is the fourth week in a row you canceled on me. The yard looks like a jungle.
Well, Tim Chim, you three vine swingers should feel right at home. I'll be there when the white man don't need me no more. And let this be yet another reminder that no matter how much money you got, you still just a nigga.
White Heaven? I'm sorry, this is the episode. Bet you didn't think this would happen.
My stars and gods, President Ronald Reagan, my hero. Is this heaven?
Oh, not just heaven, Ruckus. White heaven. You see, there are many different types of people, Ruckus. So God created many separate, but, well, for the most part, equal heavens.
You don't say.
White heaven is for decent, good, God-fearing Christians who just happen to, well, hate everyone and everything relating to black people. That means no Muhammad Ali, no hip-hop music, and no f***ing Jesse Jackson.
What about Whoopi Goldberg?
Nope.
Oh, this is heaven.
Turns out that God really doesn't have that much of a problem with racism. He doesn't even remember slavery, except in February. Personally, I hate black people, Ruckus. That's why I did everything I could to make their lives miserable. Crack? Me. AIDS? Me. Reaganomics? Come on, I'm in the name. And God has rewarded me. Know why?
Cause two niggas and two quarters don't add up to a dollar?
Well, that. And because God loves white people. And if you teach everyone on Earth...
Jesus fucking Christ. This is on Adult Swim, by the way.
To love the white man, you too can join us in white heaven.
He touches him in his pineal gland.
Praise white God.
All right, well, Uncle Ruckus is the name of the episode. That's going to happen. Just the I wish I had visual of that. You don't understand. He became white at the end. I sound like a fucking racist. That is the funniest shit of all time. That is the funniest character. Because you see the show and you got to see, you know, the fact that it's based on two little kids, the Boondocks, you know, in a wealthier house with their grandpa, throwing the chair, all that stuff. Oh my, you know, he's watching rap videos and he's like, it always starts off when somebody throws a chair. And then at the end of the episode, he throws a chair and fucking everyone who's just calmly sitting there just fucking starts rioting and they start beating each other's ass. Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty was a little tough for me. Dragon Ball's got the dumbest fucking thing coming out of all time. This Dragon Ball fucking Miria? What is it? Daima? That might be magic, but it's like a little, they come become little kids again. I mean, just fucking lame. Just dumb. You know, I would rather fucking, no. It just makes you mad because there's all this other shit that you can't even get in English yet. And they just fucking, they come out with that over like making it a priority to like get good music in this shit again. Go back and get the licensing rights to fucking be able to fucking play some good music. But I guess I'm an asshole for saying that. What do we got here? Am I even, oh, I'm subscribed. Nice. I'm trying to find a video I know for sure I haven't fucking played for you. I think I haven't played the mattress.
Customer support?
Yeah, hi. I've had one of your beds for about a week, and it's just really uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that, sir. It is sir, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's just been ladies calling all day. You're the first guy to ever do this.
What?
What's uncomfortable about the mattress for you?
Well, the ad said that it was cool in the summer and warm in the winter, and it's summer, and I'm really sweating here.
Well, that certainly isn't what we hope your experience would be with our mattress, but I think we can work on that right now. Let's start with question number one. How's work going?
Work?
Yeah, work. You have a $3,000 mattress. I'm assuming you have a pretty good job.
Yeah, I mean, I do fine. I'm sorry. Why is it?
Yeah, there must be somebody there that's grinding those tiny little gears of yours.
I mean, nobody grinds my little, I have normal gears. That's irrelevant. I mean, look, I just want a refund. I don't even know how to return this thing.
All right, well, that'll be easy. I'm just going to check here, though. Are you married?
Am I married?
Yes, sir. It is sir, right? Did I already ask that?
Yes, it's sir. It's sir. Can you hear my voice? You've asked me that twice now. Yes, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. How's that going?
It's going fine. What the, what?
You know what I mean. Is she giving you a little,
What the fuck? Please put your supervisor on the phone. Please put your supervisor on the phone. Please.
That's the guy who came up with the, he wants to start a coffee shop and call it Don't Be Such a Baguette. Yeah, John, that dude is the best. Fucking, that dude fucking kicks fucking ass. It's I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's John McKeever. That's the guy talking to the sales rep, and the rep is the great Shane Gillis for the dogs.
Look, this is what I'm saying. There's a lot of things that affect how we sleep. Look at you. You got a nice job. You got $3,000 mattress. You can't sleep for shit. Look at me. I sleep on an air mattress every night, but I'm coming all the time. I come constantly. I shoot ropes. I could have taken a nap on the fucking Hindenburg.
That's great.
Well, how's your wife sleep?
Fine.
Ooh.
What?
Nothing. Just sounds like she might be hitting the dilly while you're flossing.
What? No, she's not. No, she's not. You're right. She's got like four in here.
I told you. Is she hot? What's her Instagram?
What?
Nothing. Never mind. I got you guys' names here.
No. Don't check her Instagram.
Damn, dude. Oh, shit, is that you? What are you, like 5'4"?
5'8". A lot of people are 5'8", and she's tall for a lady.
That could be your problem. You're probably sleeping on too big of a bed. Get you a smaller, maybe a kid's mattress.
Look.
Like a pillow, throw it in a shoebox for you.
Please put your supervisor on your... I want to return this, okay? Please.
I'm telling you, you just need to come.
Put your supervisor on the phone right now, please.
You want me to make you come?
No, this has nothing to do with it.
I'll make you come. You'll be out like a light.
Put your supervisor on the phone right now. Put your supervisor on the phone right now.
Fine. Gina, you got a guy who can't sleep.
How you doing, sir?
Hi. I'm good. Well, I'm not good, actually. That guy was just telling me to do stuff on the phone. It's really inappropriate.
Okay, I want a refund.
You want me to tell you to do that?
What?
What if I told you I would take you down to that...
Let that be a lesson to all of you. All right, thank you for that. That was terrible. You're welcome. And hold on. We're going to think of something else here. I don't have shit for a fucking ending song. I can't do the intro. Ooh, no, this is terrible. What have I done? What have I done before for... Shit. I don't know. Guess what? We're going freestyle on it. What the fuck is this? Whatever. I'm a nerd. Fuck it. Fuck you guys. I'm just kidding. Bye. I love you.